Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 1st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. We're starting out this month with a look at all the updates we expect to see from Apple in October. The most imminent update we're awaiting is news about a second fall event that could take place this month. Apple held a second fall event 2 years ago for new iPads and Macs, an event that was announced on October 19th, a Wednesday, and held on October 27th, a Thursday. This year, the iPhone X could be a clue at the second event dates. Apple's $750 iPhone X style phone was unveiled last month, but you can't pre-order it until Friday, October 19th. It goes on sale in stores 1 week later on October 26th. Purely guessing, Apple could choose to hold an event on October 16th and have the same pre-order and release dates for other new products too, or the event could be held later in the month like last time. We're also expecting to see two new versions of the iPad Pro this month, both with full-screen designs, no notch like iPhone X, Face ID replacing Touch ID, and possibly even USB-C in place of Lightning. The new screen sizes are expected to be 11-inch and 12.9-inch, expanding the screen on the current small version and shrinking the body on the current large version. And in the Mac space, we expect a new MacBook with Touch ID and no Touch Bar, to possibly replace the MacBook Air. The Mac Mini likely has a high-end upgrade coming, and the iMac has a refresh that probably includes True Tone display. Mac Pro is definitely a 2019 product, according to Apple, and we could guess that updates to iMac Pro may also be a 2019 update. In terms of software, iOS 12.1 will bring live preview for depth control and portrait mode on iPhone X and iPhone XS Max, dual SIM support on the same phones, and the new ECG app on Apple Watch Series 4 should come to the US and watchOS 5.1, both updates due out this month. Group FaceTime may also launch this month with iOS 12.1 and macOS 10.14.1 after being pulled from the initial iOS 12 and macOS Mojave release. And AirPower and updates to AirPods remains the big mystery, although there are clues in iOS 12.1 that suggest development is ongoing, and Apple hasn't said officially that it won't make the 2018 deadline yet, something it usually does when a product won't make the release date as promised, like the original AirPods release. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. So this week for my articles, the one on Saturday was looking at, is Apple's device management strategy a mistake? And so in the enterprise and in education, Apple has really just outsourced device management to third-party manufacturers. And so they've built APIs, which are very good and very robust, but then you have to go to a third party to be able to manage your devices. Now, I know somebody may say, hey, you can use OS X server or macOS server to do that, but it's like, honestly, it's really not scalable. If you had like three devices, maybe, but even then, you know, running a whole server for three devices is just not feasible. And I really do think this is a mistake on Apple's part, and it kind of goes against everything else they do, where they try to own the experience. And I get maybe being compatible with third parties, but to me, if you've got a school that's an all Apple school, why do you immediately tell them to go buy a device management from somebody else? They do resell Jamf, and I love Jamf, but I do feel like Apple could provide a better experience and maybe provide a less expensive experience, particularly to nonprofits for device management. And so then on Sunday, I looked at what's the best email app for macOS. And, you know, looking at apps like Spark, Apple Mail, obviously, Outlook, and Mailbox, and, you know, just various ones. And I really come to the realization that if you don't love Apple Mail or you need something more than Apple's built-in mail client, then Spark is probably your best bet. Particularly if you use their iOS version, it's a really great ecosystem. And I know it is free, and some people pointed that out to me, but in the article, I do mention that how they fund this is through a team service, where if you've got a team, maybe a customer service team, you can use it to collaborate on replies to customers. And I know the folks at Relay FM use Spark to manage replies to inquiries, and I know they're really happy with it. I've heard Mike Curley talk about it on previous episodes of Analog with Casey Liss, and I do think it's a very, very interesting app. So yeah, if you're wanting something more than what Apple provides on their built-in mail experience, check out Spark. Both links to the articles will be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.